Protesters on the tracks at a Paris rail station, smoke bombs let off at the airport, anger at French President Emmanuel Macron's pension reforms showed no sign of letting up as the nation saw for a 10th day of nationwide demonstrations. Those sweeping protests have paralyzed major services across the country in recent weeks over Macron's proposal to raise the retirement age for most workers from 62 to 64. And that's a move that has riled opposition lawmakers and trade unions. On the line with us is Christopher Carosa. He's a certified trust and fiduciary advisor, a senior contributor to Forbes.com. He's also written a book called What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds You Will Retire in Comfort. Chris, it's good to talk with you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good to talk to you, too. And the name of the book is Hey, What's My Number?
Hey, What's My Number? Okay. We'll make sure we mention that again at the end of the interview. Why is this going on in France? I know people are upset about moving from, you know, the retirement age from 62 to 64. How did this come about?
Well, I think it's just the reality that people are retiring too young, and there's not enough money to keep on paying people for the number of years that they live. This is in France. So like you said, it moved the retirement age from 62 to 64. Now, here in America, it's a little bit of a different story.
Mm-hmm.
We have multiple retirement ages, depending on how you look at it. When you're 59 and a half, you can start taking money out of your IRA or even your 401k if you don't work anymore. If you're 62, you're qualified for a low level of retirement money coming from Social Security. The full retirement age of Social Security is 66 or 67, depending on what year you were born. The amount to maximize your Social Security payout is age 70. And then finally, you are required to take money out of your IRA or 401k if your age, well, it's going to go from age 73 all the way to 74, depending on what year you were born. So in America, there are multiple retirement ages, a little bit different than France.
I mean, you know, so the solutions, I mean, is this going to go, can it go higher here?
Yeah, some of them are going higher, and they're going higher for different reasons. Recently, in December, they passed this thing called Secure Act 2.0, and that essentially raised the required minimum distribution age when you're forced to take money out of your IRA from, well, what it was, 72, 73, now it's going to be 74, 75, again, depending on what years you're born. And that was really done by request. People didn't want to be forced to take money out of their IRA if they didn't need to, because they'd pay taxes. That's why they wanted to defer it. So that's one end pushing the retirement age up. The other end that they're talking about, and I don't know how serious they are about going to do it, and that's raising that 66, 67 age of retirement in Social Security to maybe 70. And the reason for that, again, it has to do with the fact that, well, it's actually good news. We're living longer,
yeah,
and we're more active longer. So people, when people retired early on in Social Security, the retirement age back then when it started in the 30s was 62, they lived only for about a year or more longer on average. Now, when they retire at 62, that's the partial age, or even 66 or 67, they're living a decade or more longer. So there's a lot longer time period when you are retirement, which is requiring Social Security to pay more money than it used to. Now, compound that with the fact that because people are more energetic and healthier as they are as they get older compared to generations ago, more people are actually working in the retirement age, not necessarily because they need to, but because they want to. So there's all these things going on that make us a little bit different than maybe France today or even the United States 60 or 70 years ago.
Chris, I'm glad, this is Mark Hollis. I'm glad you brought up the life expectancy component. In France, in the 60s, that was below the 70 age, and today it's above the 80 range. So that 10-year change over that period of time would really have an impact on like a sustained pension process. And I also found it interesting that you want to work harder and longer. And I just turned the 60 threshold not so long ago. And, you know, I have no intention of slowing down at this point. If people will have me, I'll keep working. And so I think those are dynamics that have to go into it. Is you're trying to catch up by wanting to be involved and do more, but you also have the understanding that as Americans, those in France, that life expectancy has really jumped up over the last several decades.
Yeah, it certainly has. But going back to what you said before about wanting to work more, I've interviewed dozens of people for various articles, and it's amazing what sort of vibrancy there is in terms of continuing to work longer. Now, this doesn't have to do with the need to work longer. There's definitely a need on the part of some people to draw on extra income. And, I've discussed that in plenty of articles, and what I would say is that it seems to be there is some enthusiasm for doing these what I call senior side hustles, just really low-scale type activities that keep you energized, keep you excited. Maybe it's a hobby that you started that all of a sudden you discovered that you could make money doing something that you really love, or it could be a cause that you're doing. But whatever it is, people want to remain active well beyond the standard retirement age.
You know, it's funny. You know, my brother is 67. He retired a couple of years ago. And I think I like that word, senior side hustle, because I think he has a few of those senior side hustles going on. My son is 35 years old. Chris, will he be able to pull from Social Security when he's at retirement age? Will it be solvent?
I would not necessarily count on it. If you're that young, I would start saving independent of Social Security, whether it's an IRA or 401k, just to be on the safe side in case they do something that reduces the amount of benefits you get from Social Security. And it will be the younger people who will this affect the most.
Chris Carosa is certified a trust and fiduciary advisor, a senior contributor to Forbes.com. Chris, good talk with you. Thanks for calling us on the Paul W.
Thank
Smith
you.
Show. And he also has a book, Hey, What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds You Will Retire in Comfort. Make sure you pick that up. Also, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, your chance to win some tickets to the musical Legally Blonde this Sunday, April 2nd. Also, Senator Gary Peters coming up, as well as Mayor Mike Duggan on the Paul W. Smith Show, 760 WJR.